Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. We'd like to share a special announcement with you. This Saturday evening at 6 p.m., the Inspirations will be with us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's this Saturday, January 14th at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss it. Well, here's Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church continuing our look at the book of Revelation.
Our Lord's coming is testified in the Gospels, John 14, 1 through 3, when Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So his coming, it's testified in the Gospels. He said he's coming again. His coming is also verified in the book of Acts. It's testified in the Gospels. It's verified in the book of Acts. Remember those men there in Acts chapter 1, it says people think it's angels, whatever it is. That's a whole other subject matter. But behold, two men were standing in white apparel. They looked at the apostle and said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into the clouds? This same Jesus which you've seen, he's coming, going up, he shall come again in like manner." Whether you want to argue that's two men, Moses, Elijah, whoever else, a white bear, that's a whole new story, or two angels. Anyway, it makes no difference to me. But you see that his coming was verified in the book of Acts. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and other ones, but I just threw this one at you, his coming is clarified in the epistles. Paul wrote more about his coming in the epistles. We read about it in different epistles, but remember in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verses number 13 through 17, also in 1 Corinthians 15, it speaks about, and all through Scripture it talks about his coming is clarified in the epistles. And then we see his coming is amplified in the book of the Revelation. And as a matter of fact, it's made known more because the Apostle John saw these things. Remember, God told him, "John, these things that you see, I want you to write them down." So he wrote them down and gave us the book of the Revelation. So his coming is amplified in the book of the Revelation. And we look at those things, and again, I started this chart really at the translation. But I believe the Lord could come at any moment. But as I kept working on this chart, I went back to the beginning, to creation, where it all began, Genesis 1:1. If you don't believe Genesis 1:1, you have a problem with the whole rest of the book, the other 65 books of the Bible. If you have a problem from the very beginning, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. If you have a problem with that, you have a problem with the rest of it. So we see the creation. Now, if you noticed on your chart, it said before on that line, it says eternity past. Now, creation in Genesis 1:1 was what God created, what we see and what we don't see here, the terra firma and the atmosphere, we see the sun and stars move. But God has always been in eternity past. There was never a time when God was not. Same with Jesus, the Holy Spirit. There was never a time in eternity past. He always has been. Preacher, can you understand that? I do not understand that. Our mind is finite. He's infinite. We can't understand that. I just believe he's always been God. There's always been Jesus. You believe that? A lot of people teach you that Jesus was born. You know, he was created to be Jehovah's Witness, and others will talk about that and all. The Holy Spirit, listen, I believe that the triunity of the Godhead, they've always been, which is another mind-blower to me. What did they do in eternity past? When there was nothing, there were no angels, because they created them. Are you following? Created Lucifer and Gabriel and Michael and all the innumerable angels and the heavenly. Before there was anything made that was made, it was just the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That blows me away. Can anybody here figure that one out? What did they do? I'm going to ask them when I get to heaven. I know they were making plans for redemption in the future. You know, and again, they started creating angels and all these other things. But before all that, my mind just comes to a Are y'all following this? I just can't get past that. There was nothing but them. Then they started. Anyway, then we see creation. And notice on the bottom of your chart, if you have the chart. Is that on there? Yeah, okay. It says the tree of life. I threw that in there because it's very, very, very important. When you understand eternal continuum, that tree of life, that's there for a reason. And in Genesis 2:9, it talks about the tree of life. And remember, quickly, I'm going to go through this. When Adam sinned, God had to drive them out of the Garden of Eden. And God said this, lest man eat of the tree of life and live forever. Now, that's what God said. If Adam or Eve would have ate of the tree of life, they would still be here today. And again, just that comparison. Remember, we went through the study of the book of Genesis, 2 years ago or whatever, before we got in the book of Revelation. It's been a long, long while back. But remember, there was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God said, don't you eat of that fruit. That belongs to me. I really believe that the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life was side by side. It talks about being in the midst of the garden. Okay, one of them. And I don't believe that he put the tree of life back on the back 40, hiding it somewhere back there. I think he had tremendous access to right in the middle where Adam had a choice. He either could eat of the tree of life, because remember God said, of all these trees, you may freely eat, but leave this tree alone. This tree belongs to me. If you eat of that tree, dying thou shalt die. Thou shalt surely die. So Adam had a choice. There's the tree of life and the tree of death. He chose the tree of death. Well, we see that tree of life. And because of Adam, sin entered into the world. You know the story there. But that tree of life, God did something with that. What did he do with it? Well, I'm not sure. Maybe took it back to heaven with him. I don't know. We'll talk about that in just a little bit more on our chart here. So we see from creation about 2,000 years later. This is kind of important. I'm not a numerology. How do you say that? Yeah, numerologist. That's a big word. A numerologist. I didn't even know what that means, but it's just a big word. People look at numbers and how they relate to scriptures and all, like number 7, completion, and this number means this. I don't know all that. But I do know something a little bit about time, okay? God has a purpose and a plan for this world. It's amazing. From creation to Abraham is approximately 2,000 years, 1860 to be exact, something like that. But approximately 2,000 years where creation to Abraham, and I want you to notice, well, I skipped over alienation. Genesis 3 is when man fell. The next thing is a new nation, okay? In Genesis chapter 12, when God tells Abram, I'm going to make thee a new nation, a new people. And then that's about 2,000 years later, from creation to the time of Abraham. And, you know, give or take, you know, a few decades or so. But you get a time frame, okay, in round numbers, about 2,000 years. It's interesting that every nation that was ever birthed, so to speak, was born by generation. In other words, so-and-so begets so-and-so, who begets so-and-so, who begets so-and-so. That's by generation. Israel was not formed by generation. They were made by regeneration. See the difference? This is yes, this is no. Abraham was the first Hebrew, first Jew, whatever how you want to put the label on, first Israelite. Abraham was the first. And he didn't get it by generation, but by regeneration. He believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So that's how the nation of Israel was created, through Abraham. He was the first, and it came through regeneration. So it's a concept. I don't have time to talk about it, but you get the point, okay? So you see a new nation.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us this Saturday, January 14th at 6 p.m. to hear the inspirations at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.